I recently read an article in which the author said that bureaucrats have OCD. Of course, there are obvious reasons to say this. The bureaucrat's behavior is stereotyped. He is always following rules, and these rules govern both what he does and how he does it. He lacks spontaneity. His will is broken. He cleaves to legalistic niceties. And, just as this author alleges, there is indeed an important connection between bureaucratism and OCD. But the author misidentifies the nature of this connection. Bureaucrats don't have OCD. OCD is about internal conflict. The obsessive-compulsive fastidiousness is about repressing volcanic passions. The obsessive-compulsive is divided into a Dr. Jekyll half and a Mr. Hyde half. And, indeed, his Mr. Hyde half is the more real of the two halves, as the Dr. Jekyll half exists merely as a reaction formation, as a way of keeping the Mr. Hyde half from rearing its volcanically passionate and criminal head. The bureaucrat, on the other hand, is pure Dr. Jekyll. His Mr. Hyde half is either dead or never quite existed. And, unlike the obsessive-compulsive, the bureaucrat has no real morality. He has only a wooden semblance of morality. He has bureaucratic pseudo-morality, this being an institutional proxy of morality. Whereas the obsessive-compulsive is manfully resisting his own criminality, this being why he tries to subordinate his passions to protocols and strictures, and this being why he has such strict morality, the bureaucrat has no passions to suppress, and thus, given that morality is a reaction to latent criminality, no morality. And, whereas the obsessive-compulsive's fastidiousness is about conscience, the bureaucrat's fastidiousness is about drift. He is simply meandering into pre-existing pathways in the landscape. The connection between OCD and bureaucratism is not that the bureaucrat has OCD, it is that he is OCD. Bureaucracy is societal OCD, and actual OCD, i.e. individual-level OCD, is the individual's way of assimilating societal OCD. I have written elsewhere about how institutions have a fractal structure, meaning that the mentality of the individuals who compose a given institution replicate the mentality of that institution as a whole. And the relationship between OCD and bureaucratism is to be explained along these lines. The psyches of the individuals composing a given bureaucratic society replicate that society's bureaucratisms. When the psyche in question completely replicates such bureaucratisms, the individual is himself a bureaucrat. When it only half replicates it, and the other half is fighting against the bureaucrat half, the individual has OCD.